Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
The cast of Mythos Mysteries brings an exclusive gift to their Patreon members. It is a gift of razor-sharp claws, glistening fangs, all wrapped neatly in a coat of fur. It is season 2 of the Knights of Darkness. This time, the Lycanthropes are running wild.
We here at the Fumbling Four Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's the one and only Octane, rolling on in here to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Evie from HR, Genesis, and Remington Cloutier, our NCPD officers, Cass, our solo patrons, Cavett and Remington Cloutier, and our Cyber Psycho patron, The Seven Sins. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. And some great advice from the all-knowing Sharpshot. You don't want to be three tigers deep.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunked, your Cyberpunk Red Life Play podcast. I'm your host and GM, Aaron. And joining me are my illustrious crew of ridiculous people.
Assholes.
Just assholes. Yeah, just assholes. So we're going to start with Diamond Dallas Dave over there.
Dave's not here, man. So I'm not Dave, but I am Daniel. And I am playing the mercenary for hire solo that is not Lacerate. I'm never going to live that down. I'm actually playing Sharpshot, and he does love his money.
No Lacerate today. Got it.
I'm ignoring you.
Me too.
But I'm Ariel, and I play the nomad driver, Octane. Who's fucking insane, but apparently has the highest humanity of the group.
Probably.
I don't like that thought.
Well, me and Toasty are basically machines. I mean, he's more machine than I am, but...
Yeah, I'm Toasty, and I play the lowest humanity character of the group. Mono.
So on the last episode, you ran into your new... merchant friend, who's the size of a child.
And is one. And
he's 40-something years old. Leave him alone. He's just trying to get by. But you did acquire some new weaponry and gadgets and gear. And then, Mr. Sharpshot, you were contacted with information about your, shall we say, job. to hit a Miltech convoy and acquire some not so legal mods for your fixer friend.
I don't think legality is in question at all here in my stuff.
So where we left off, Octane still has no arm. Legitimate no arm. And you guys have 3 hours until it's time to meet up for the convoy hit. So I will leave it to you three.
I'm going to be driving to the Rip 'em and Stick 'em.
Gonna go meet your new river dog.
Yeah, so I can get my arm back.
So on our way there. So fun fact, everybody, because I'm full of them.
Since when? But I know I'm intrigued.
It's sarcasm. I just wanted to be smart. Yes, that's the word. So with this hit, technically nobody else is supposed to know about it but me. So I was told if I do this, that I'm supposed to eliminate all witnesses. I mean, just quotes, right? That's what I'm doing, people. Listening to podcasts, I'm quoting. Witnesses.
Witness me.
I don't have any spray paint.
So you're supposed to kill us?
That is according to the contract giver, because apparently he doesn't trust anybody but me, and I wouldn't even trust me if I was the contract giver. I mean,
why'd that delivery guy give me the chip?
I don't know. I think he was forgetful of who you were. I think whatever is happening with the weather and the sky, it forgot.
It's raining. It's always raining.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It's real forgetful.
Well, I mean, cool to you, like, for telling us, so, you know, that means you're not gonna kill us.
Well, you paid me enough so far.
I mean, shit, I just gave you, like, 25,000.
That's why I said so far.
So, wait. So you're telling me if the money was right, you'd fucking kill me?
I mean, I am a mercenary for hire.
Okay, cool, but we've been a team for, like, what, a while now?
Yes, and it has been advantageous to me getting money.
What happened to, like, family? Shit.
I'm gonna look at, like, the watch that I take pictures with when I did the stopwatch. Yeah, about that.
Shit.
Money drives me.
My car drives me, but still, like, I feel like we're, you know, family at this point. Shit.
I am just a well-paid individual in this, quote, family.
I mean, I've had family members that killed each other, so I don't know. This is no surprise to me.
I guess it's a nomad thing. Like, we stick together.
I mean, I stuck together.
I'm also a nomad. What are you talking about?
I tried to help LimeWire. And I didn't have to when she had the shotgun to her head.
Fuck.
I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know now. Right now, I am sated with my pay.
Shit.
They haven't paid me enough. And if we knock this off, we might have to kill the contractor.
I mean, I'm okay with that part.
So it's just that fair warning. But we may have to play it off like I may have had to take you guys out to set the contractor up.
Okay, please.
If that's the plan.
Gotcha.
Who's the contractor?
Yeah, it's the one guy when we went to the club and he put me in the sound suppressing booth because he was scared of anybody
hearing.
Oh,
Mono wasn't there for that. That was me. And I had no idea where he disappeared. I was like talking to the crowd, trying to figure out where the fuck you were.
Yeah, it's a sound suppressing booth. Because he's scared of anybody hearing anything he has to say.
This dude is fucking anal, isn't he?
You have a toy.
Did you see him, though?
I did,
like,
yes.
Is he?
Yes. I physically know what he looks like.
If he can't do it, then he obviously isn't intimidating enough to pull this off himself. So, I don't know. We just kill him.
Well, he's relying on me to have an expendable group to use and then eliminate them. Expendable enough that I can eliminate you and still get the job done after it's done.
It's fine. We just eliminate him and sell the shit.
Yeah, how much are you looking at?
What was the price? Because he told me it was like...
It was half a mil.
Was it half a million? Half a million eddies.
Fuck.
And that's just from the equipment, the stuff, the cyborg. That's just what he was going to pay me. And that doesn't count what potentially is in here. He didn't exactly tell me what was in here. He said, I believe it's cyberware, but he said I would know it when I saw it. He didn't really give me...
Well, clearly he's after something.
And it's Miltech, so it's got to be weapon-based, weapon-grade in some way.
I'm excited to see what the fuck he's after, because shit. If he's willing to give away, basically, half a mil, what the fuck is he after?
And see, that's what I take back. Could you imagine me not having to split that?
Wow, asshole.
I mean, look, if it comes down to it, we take the stuff to him, or well, you take the stuff to him because we're dead, and you get your paycheck, and then, you know, me and Octane show up, we kill him, take the stuff. It's a win-win. We get the money and the stuff, and then we can sell the stuff or use it or whatever.
Fuck.
That's fine. I mean, sometimes I don't have a plan anyway, so. I don't get paid to think of plans. I get paid to do my job. If somebody else makes a plan, I'm good.
Well, hold on a sec, guys. We're here. I'm going to go get my fucking arm for once. You know, it's been a fucking while since I've had my arm.
So it's been like a couple hours.
Oh, dude, it's been like four fucking ever, it feels like.
I think it's been a couple hours.
Maybe like four fucking hours, but that's about it.
It's Octane, so it's been four fucking ever. Like, it's been weeks.
No, I know. Mono's just fucking like joking back and forth with her right now.
So as you walk in, you hear the bell ring overhead, and you hear from the back, Iman! Back here!
Yeah. Woman, I'm walking.
So you get back there, and he is elbow deep in a carcass. Looks like he's pulling some wires out.
Damn. Hey, you got my arm ready.
Chum, this gonna be the last one. Last freebie, eh?
Huh? I don't care if you want me to pay. That's fine. I just want my arm.
I don't think you understand, man.
He pulls out the arm, and it is gold plated.
What the fuck?
This gonna be the last one. Last freebie. From now on, you're gonna have to bring it. This shit's hot.
Holy fuck, what you do to it? This is... Oh, wow.
I didn't do a thing. It came like this. Fresh off a tiger claw.
Was it three tigers deep?
I don't even understand that.
Sharpshot keeps saying it, so.
But he's a kooky bastard. I mean it, Jim. I am more than happy to help you, but she's getting hairy. I appreciate everything you've done so far, man, but this shit is getting heavy. Apparently, you and your team wanted criminals. Like, big time wanted criminals.
And he brings up his data pad and shows you. You're all wanted by Arasaka right now.
What's it say for?
Terrorist activities.
Wait a minute, so Arasaka wants us, even though they're not supposed to be in this fucking city?
Well, see, here's the thing. They can't be here, but they sure as hell can send bounties out. And since the bounty's pretty high, I'd say NCPD isn't going to look the other way on this one. They're going to want to get in. Arasaka's willing to pay 500,000 eddies for each one of your heads. I don't know what the fuck you did, but you pissed some people off.
It's hard telling what we've done. We've done a lot of shit. I get it. You don't want me here anymore.
No, Chum. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is shit's gonna get hairy to get you things. So you want it installed, you're gonna have to bring it yourself. People asking too many questions now, Chum.
All right.
But I do have one question for you, and I'll stick this on for a freebie if you can answer.
Huh.
I thought your name was Octane.
Yeah.
Then why the hell does your name say Charisia?
What? I'm like looking.
Roll me a perception.
16.
So with the 16, you notice about your picture in particular, three things wrong. Number one, you don't have any neck tats. Now they're somewhat covered up, but you can see kind of like the edging of one on the left-hand side. Number two, your eye color is completely wrong. And the third and final one, you have never had that short of hair.
Oh, this is all fucking wrong. This ain't me. If they're gonna use a picture, at least use me. I don't have neck tat. Look at that. Look at that. Right here? Nothing. I've got sleeves. It doesn't go up my neck, right? My hair ain't that fucking short, and it's never been that fucking short. And the eye colors.
This can't be right, Joan. I got this from the Tiger Claws.
Well, I mean, I believe you. But whoever done this is out of their fucking mind. And that's, my name is Octane. I don't have another name. That's what I was given when I was born. I know. It's fucking weird. Well, then, I guess people have regular names.
Then you trio might want to go pay a visit to the Tiger Claws. Because something's fucked. And I hate to say it, Chum, but if you don't get this shit cleared up, CPD is going to be all over your ass.
Well, thanks for the tip. I'm going to go fuck some tigers up. Fucking assholes.
Well, before you go, I think you might want to install.
Well, yeah, I mean.
So he just kind of pushes the corpse off the table and it splats. And he says, hop up.
I'll get on. I don't care. I've already got blood all over my clothes anyway, so.
So about an hour later, he's got it finally installed and he smacks the top of it. He says, there you go. Now, I do want to let you know that this is 100% gold. So, be careful with this shit, Chum. People gonna be eyeing you left and right. Personally, I get it covered.
I mean, they already do, and I'm like...
Yeah, but that shit's hot.
So am I, Chum. So am I.
Mono just, like, sticks her head into the door, like, into the room, just like... Hey, you gonna be much longer? We only got like 2 hours.
I'm coming. Thanks, Jim. You're the best.
If that were true, you'd pay me.
I told you I would pay you. Shit.
He just kind of smirks and pushes the corpse over into another pile of like body parts and shit.
Hey, do you have two girls in that corpse? Like pile?
What kind of freaky shit are you into, Jim?
No, I'm trying to cover up a murder.
Okay, that's still freaky shit, Chum.
That's about standard.
It's just, do you have like two girl heads?
I'll see what I can do. Give me some time. It's a big pile.
I'll help.
All right, roll me. Does anybody else want to help with this? Especially since Mono's got her head piped in.
I'll help by saying an hour and 57 now.
I got a plan. I'm thinking if he delivers two girl heads to the guy, he's like, I killed him. I got rid of them, but they're not ours. We can bloody them up, make them look gross so they can't tell facial
Bash
features.
Bash their faces in a couple times.
But like, they'll have the long hair like girls. Let's play. It's part of my plan.
Go for it. Give me a... I don't know what to give you for digging in a pile of human corpses.
It could still be perception.
Yeah, give me a perception.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What'd you get?
33.
Ho-ho.
I rolled a 10. I rolled a 10.
You looking through, you do happen to find about four female corpses. Two of which the faces are already pretty fucked up. But the hair color matches your guys' hair perfectly. With a little snipping around the hair, too, you could probably get the cuts right. You also find the other two. The faces aren't messed up as bad. They do look similar to you two. There are some differentiations, but the haircuts are shorter.
I'll take the first two then.
Okay. So you got two female corpse heads.
Yeah,
you can use your new chainsaw to cut their heads off.
Well, I was thinking the wire.
Oh, you can use the wire too.
I just got my brand new arm. Like, nah, I'm going to keep it clean for like an hour. So yeah, I'll take the heads.
I don't even want to know what you're going to do with those chum.
I'll walk out. Thanks again for the arm.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw them in the trunk. Get out my jacket, because I do have like a jacket to put on to cover my arm up.
Okay.
I know my hand will still be out, which I can put a glove on my hand.
I'll say this thing is not plated. This is gold. This has come from somebody with some money. So
it's not plated?
No.
Like it's full gold?
Yep.
Real malleable.
You should probably get that replaced at the earliest convenience there, Octane. As actual gold, it's not gonna hold up very well. What took you so long?
Hey, I got this plan. Okay. Sharpshot said he had to take us out, basically. So what I did was I grabbed two female heads. That kind of like has the same hair color as us, Mono. We can cut the hair a little bit, kind of make it look more like us, the hair. The faces are disfigured. That's perfect. So he can walk up to his fixer jackass, pretending that it's us, that he took care of us, to show him like, oh, hey, yeah, I took care of them, like I said. And then, you know, we could hatch a plan to kill the guy. Just thought it would be, listen, I'm using my brain for once, okay? I'm going to start taking off as I'm like talking about this. I'm going to start taking off to the location.
Good, because you're about an hour and a half away from the location. So
yeah, as I was explaining this, I was driving. I just wanted to say that. So,
yeah, but I saw you looting through the body. What took you so long before that?
Well, it took him a while to install this arm. Took him a bit.
You should get a better ripper, Doc. Could have installed that in like 15 minutes. I thought it took him a whole fucking hour for.
You'll find out.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's whatever.
So, you guys are headed to the waste. When you get there, moon's high. Everything is lit up under the moonlight. You get to the exact GPS coordinates. And below you, on this cliff, you see the convoy. Off in the distance. Everybody can roll me a perception to see if you can get any information from it right now, because it's still about 15 minutes out.
I'm going to use my teleoptics to see better as well.
Okay.
18.
Okay.
That's 18.
10!
10! So, Sharpshot, Octane, as you're looking, you see a convoy with one very large truck hauling not one, but two trailers behind it. In addition to that truck with trailers, that has a very, very, very small Miltec logo, there are four other cars. Two of the cars look like they're armed with RPG systems. They're in the rear, and they are just blacked out. Nothing identifying about them. The front two, however, one of them has some sort of weird claw marks across the side in a red circle. The other one has a picture of a canoe on the side. That's all the distinguishing marks you have on these vehicles. So there's four cars and one giant truck.
You seeing what I'm seeing, guys? Got four cars, one big truck.
I think they call that a monster truck.
Looks like we got some, like, looks like two different nomad groups, maybe. One's with a claw with a circle through it, and the other one's a canoe.
Have we seen either of these symbols before?
Neither one of you have.
I'm saying purposefully quiet. Isn't Mono's thing purposefully quiet? But she's like frowning slightly.
How many yards away is this convoy from us?
From where you're at, they are about 15 minutes before interception point.
Oh, yeah, pretty far. So what's the plan? Because I don't have one.
Well, okay. Looks like we need to take those two back ones out first. Those got the big guns on it. Gotta take those ones out first. Then we gotta take the two other cars out. Then hit the truck. Sound like a good plan, Mono?
Hey, I got plenty of artillery for that, so yes.
He should say the big truck won't try and get away while we're trying to take out the smaller opposition.
Don't worry, I got you on that one. I'm the driver. I'll keep us with that truck. You two worry about getting rid of the cars.
How big is this interception point?
It's pretty much an open field at this where the interception point is, and it's an hour and a half away from Night City. It's pretty much just desolate landscape out here.
And you said 15 minutes?
Yeah, they'll be there in 15.
Sucks that LimeWire's, you know, dead. She could have been using the other car, her little motorcycle thing. Probably should have called in some. You know what? We've been through worse. Shit. We got this.
Yeah, we got a rep to uphold.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Enough time to build, like, an IED, essentially.
I do have a tech person.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm the tech person.
Oh, are you asking me if you have enough time?
Yeah, do I feel like I have enough time to...
Oh, hell yeah. You got enough time to build two of them.
I'm gonna fucking start working on this shit then.
All right, well then roll me some... let's see here. You're gonna have to roll me demolitions, yes. To make sure you can create the explosive device without actually exploding. Yourself.
Okay.
I'll make sure I step back when Mono's messing with explosives.
Because she'll either blow herself up or she'll create a device that won't explode.
I'm going to get
22.
22. Okay. So that's the first device.
Okay. Roll for the second one?
Yeah.
While this is going on, I'm getting all of my artillery ready, which is a lot of rockets, grenades, my guns.
Okay. I will duly note that you are readying.
26 on the second one.
Okay. As far as you can tell, they're both armed and ready. Now, how do you want these devices to be triggered? Do you want them to be remotely triggered? Do you want them to be triggered on pressure plate? Like, how do you want these devices to trigger?
I'm going to go... So the two RPG trucks are on the back of the convoy, right?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go for remote trigger.
Okay.
In that case.
So for this, I'm going to say... You know, in order to create a remote device where you're currently at with what you have, you need access to either two or three agents, because you're going to have to tie both explosive devices to one agent, or you're going to have to tie each explosive device to its own agent and be able to remotely activate it through the third agent.
Can he make use of the detonators? Well, can she make use of the detonators, which I took from...
Oh, you have detonators?
I have that detonator switch from the fake bomb.
If you have the detonator switch, yes, you can use... She could use that to create them, yeah.
Yeah, I will hand that towards Mono.
Okay, because if not, I have a glove box filled with random agents that I've, like, taken from, like, people and shit.
Perfect.
So, if that doesn't work, I have lots of agents.
Hey, this detonator switch is perfect, actually.
All right, so...
Why do you have this?
That was from when we fought the one dude in the hallway that you knocked off the stairwell. And then I think there was a cop involved. I don't remember. I threw one of the NCPD downstairs. That's when I got it, somewhere in there. It's a little hazy. There was a lot of stuff that happened.
Ah, fair enough. At least you have it now. This actually makes things way easier.
So with this, since you don't have to essentially bodge job anything together, go ahead and roll just a straight electronic security tech.
21.
Okay. Now, are you tying both devices to that one detonator switch?
Yeah, because, whenever those convoys were, like, were they, like, in formation?
Yeah.
So the two back ones would be
about 10
aligned
feet
together?
Yeah, the two back ones are about 10 feet away from the actual truck, and the two front vehicles are about 10 feet in front of the truck.
Yeah, but they're, like, driving, like, in sync with each other behind the convoy? Yeah, then I'm fine with linking it to the one detonator switch.
Okay. So, it'll still have to be activated remotely, but you have the remote detonator switch. So everything's good. With that being said, you have two explosive remote IED devices.
I'm gonna go set them up.
Okay, so you're gonna be indisposed for that period of time. Anything else anybody else wants to do? He's got about 10 minutes left.
I think I'm gonna use my sniper rifle to keep tabs on, like, if I can see into the vehicles, like the cars and stuff. Maybe see if I can identify, try and count people.
Go ahead and make me a roll of perception here.
I am going to get my rocket launcher ready, because what better way to blow up a car than a rocket launcher?
Okay.
18.
Since you're looking through the sniper scope, you can see that there is no driver in the truck.
Okay, that's noted.
You can see that there is absolutely no driver in the front two vehicles.
Okay.
There are three passengers in each one of those vehicles.
Like in the rear?
Mm-hmm.
In the rear of each?
Like in the passenger side and then the two in the rear seats. The back two vehicles, however, tinted black windows. You cannot see in.
How convenient. That means that's where everybody's at.
But the big truck is on autopilot?
Yep.
Supposedly.
I'm going to look up. See if any Airdyne's following them.
Roll a perception.
That's a 18 again.
There's a Psycho Squad Airdyne in the sky above them.
Hey guys. There's a Psycho Squad Airdyne above them.
I'm down in the thing. Set up an IED. You probably don't hear that.
Okay, I'll tell Sharpton about that.
So we'll kick this off. We're going to speed up a little bit. The convoy is headed in. The two front vehicles have just passed the IEDs. Mono, are you down by the, like, hiding in, like, the rocks or something down there? Or are you back up with these guys on the cliff?
Do I know if the range extends up to where they are?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, because I'm, like, I figured that we're going to have to fucking gun it.
Yeah.
As like ASAP, so I would be ready to go. I'd probably be sticking out of my fucking gunner cockpit right now in the car.
I say it's a cliff. It's more of like a very tall hill side, so you can go down. Hmm. But it overlooks the road because of the height. So, yeah. So you're all up on this hill, I'm assuming, because it's a great sniper position. The vehicle's here. I'm assuming you're all here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd be driving, so yeah.
So the front two vehicles have passed. The truck is now on the IEDs. A few seconds go by, the truck has passed the IEDs, and the rear two vehicles are approaching the IEDs.
You two should coordinate to do it at the same time.
That's what I'm waiting for Mono to say go, and I'm shooting while she explodes.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Do I know if there's a delay on this?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. There is a 3-second delay. Because it was made cool. In a rapid,
you said they're approaching?
They're approaching.
So, all right. So she'll fucking, like, once the big truck has moved off, I'm like, go. Fucking click.
Okay, so as soon as you hit click, 3 seconds later, it explodes, blowing the front end of both of those vehicles wide open. Octane, you said you wanted to take out the Aerodyne at the same exact time, right?
Yeah, as soon as Mono said go, I'm firing.
Okay. You picked the Aerodyne as your target. Go ahead and roll me 66 for the damage.
22 for the first one.
Okay. Are you launching? Are you just lobbing all four?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll me all of that then.
Let's go.
You're just going, good. Yeah, just go ahead and...
90 points of damage.
So it's... Okay, so all four of your rockets hit, and you can see that it's made a huge impact on this thing, and it is coming down. However, it is coming down slowly and can still effectively land, but it is on fire. And it's not going to be any good in this air combat right now. So you've officially taken it out of the combat. But the people inside may still be able to render ground aid. But we'll find out.
Once we get far enough ahead of him.
The rear two vehicles are taken completely out. They are completely engulfed in flames at this point. And you can see that there is absolutely zero people in this vehicle. No one's getting out. And from the through the flames, you can see there's nobody in that car. Either one of them. However, once the explosions hit, the front two vehicles take up a defensive standpoint and they begin scanning the horizon for people. And that is where we're going to initiate combat. Everybody give me initiative.
20.
20.
14.
12.
This is a good loadout. We'll see what happens here. Up first is Mono. But before Mono goes, everybody roll a stealth. Because I'm sure you weren't just standing there waiting for the explosions to happen.
18.
25.
17.
Okay. Sharpshot, you're looking through your sniper scope. Yeah. They saw you. You don't know how, but they managed to see you and Mono. Because they've got guns pointed on you two. However, they don't seem to have seen the vehicle or Octane yet, because they're pinpointed on you two.
It's because we're so damn tall, I think. You know,
So I will say this much, Octane. You got lucky by one. I critted, but only rolled a 4 on the second one. So we're gonna start with Mono. You got the drop.
Cool. I mean, I'm in the car, right? Like, we're pretty much,
yeah,
we're all set up to go.
Well, so you guys would have been outside the car, but you can get in the car. It's not a problem.
Well, I think Mono was in the...
I was in the cockpit.
In the turret thing.
Oh, well, yeah, shit. So they see Mono in the cockpit.
It's fine. We can say that the hill is hiding the car, and they just see me poking up the top.
We'll
That's
just
fine.
Say that. Okay.
Well, they're pointing guns at me, but mine's bigger, and I'm going to introduce them to that fact. How far are we?
You guys are right around the 800 meter range, or 800 yard range.
800 yard range. Okay. Fucking hell. Is that even possible?
Rocket launchers, yes.
I'm gonna fucking try it, because why not? It doesn't hurt. I'm gonna go for the one of the front cars.
Okay,
cool.
Give me a shot.
I'm gonna go ahead and pump that luck. Exactly 30.
Oh shit, roll me 8d6.
35. Can you crit a vehicle?
Yes.
I got 2d6s. Or 2 6s, sorry.
Okay, so roll me 2d6 so we can see what the crit is. Normally you can't, but I like the fact that you can. So.
And a 6 on the 2d6.
Okay, 6. Let's see. So you have taken out the front axle of the vehicle. It is no longer usable. Cannot be driven. By front axle, I mean the entire front end is gone. So you cannot, it cannot be used anymore.
Great. Top that, sharp shot. That's my turn.
So that brings us to their turn.
I'll just toss the poor man's rocket launcher off the out of the car.
So on their go, you see two of the people jump out the back of the exploded vehicle and point sniper rifles at Mono. So the first sniper shot misses completely because he fumbled. Second one just ekes past you and hits the armor plating on your turret. The third passenger in that same vehicle jumps out and begins to pull something out of their pocket. You guys can't really tell what it is at this distance. But that ends their turn and brings us to Sharpshot.
All right, so that person looks mighty suspicious. So that person pulling something out of their pocket could be gum, could be something helpful. Looks mighty suspicious, so I'm going to take aim and shoot at him with armor versus ground.
No shit. Okay, go for it.
So if it's at 800, I need a 20. So I have a 20.
Nice. Roll me some damage.
11 damage.
11 damage. Okay, so you shoot him, and he's not wearing armor. So when he gets shot, you see blood splatter, and whatever he was holding in his hand, it just drops.
Was he shot in the heart and I was to blame?
Yeah, he was shot in the chest. And they don't know who to blame.
So did he go down?
He's not down.
Damn it. You just don't want me to mark kill, do you?
So that is it for your turn. That's brings us to the second vehicle in the convoy. So the vehicle begins to drive rapidly towards you guys uphill. And since it's 800 yards away, it's going to take a while to get here, but it is at the bottom of the hill now. And that brings us to Octane.
Is everybody in the vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably would have climbed in.
All right. Taking off, guys. And I'm going towards the truck. Big truck.
Okay. What is your rate of speed in that vehicle?
Yes.
Fast. So I'm going to go 80 movement.
So you're going to use all your movement this round to go 80?
Yeah, but okay. I'm still able to use my guns. So,
okay, yeah.
Because the whole turn would be 160. So
at this point, the front vehicle in which drove at you guys is at the 400 marker range. So they're within shooting distance of you guys now, pretty much.
Okay. Am I allowed to take a shot?
Yes, you can take one shot.
Okay. That is 25 to hit.
What are you using?
Rifle.
Assault rifle?
Yes.
25 is a hit. Go ahead and roll me some damage.
Ooh, and I got two sixes.
Oh, shit.
So, 19 damage.
Okay, roll me two more sixes.
Eight.
So you have shot out one of their tire, reducing their movement speed. Did a little bit of damage to the chassis and popped a tire, so they are not going to go as fast. So that's the end of your turn.
You don't fuck with Octane. I'm saying in the car, not screaming it out.
So that brings us to Mono.
All right, so we've closed how much distance at this point?
You are at the 200 to, or you're at 201 to 400 range. You're 400 yards from them right now.
400 yards from them? Okay. Honestly, I'm just going to lay into one of the dudes that's outside of the car right now, because I need to get closer before I can start popping more explosives. So I am going to try and mow down one of those guys popping shots at us.
What are you using?
The minigun.
Okay. Go ahead and fire.
21.
Nope.
Okay.
Say where you're at right now, you'll need a 30. But because you're hitting the guys that are outside of the vehicle, not in the vehicle, right?
Yes.
So the guys that are outside the vehicle are still at the 401 to 800 range.
Oh.
Yeah. The guys that are in the vehicle below you that you're driving at right now, or towards, I should say, they're at the 400 range. So if you want to light gotcha. That vehicle,
I mean, I still would have missed anyway. Yeah, so it doesn't matter. So
okay, so you popped a shot and you missed. So that brings us to the enemy. The guys in the vehicle that you've completely just destroyed look at each other and start taking off to run. The vehicle in which you shot the tires out of stops. The back half of the truck begins to open, and you all hear some sort of large, metallic, heavy footsteps. As you're all looking at the back of the truck, you see what looks like a large black claw come out and make contact with the ground. And that is where we're going to end tonight's episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jimbas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Heh, just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.